Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 13th.
And the competitor picture is the story today. Airlink and Zayé both grew double digits year on year in April. Airlink up 12.5% in seats, SAA up nearly 12%.
And us?
Flat, 1%. We held 49% domestic share, but the pie grew, and we didn't grow with it.
Where'd they take the ground?
DUR, JNB, corridor is the one that jumps out. SAA added 14,000 seats year on year on that route alone. Airlink added about 3,600. We pulled back 2,800.
So they're coming into our house.
Yeah. We dropped 8 points of share on D, U, R, J, N, B. Still number one at 62%, but that's a big move in 1 month. Same story on the reverse, J, N, B, D, U, R down 7.5 points.
Is this AA flooding it, or is this a real shift?
Looks like SAA is actually putting metal on it. Market itself only grew 10%, but SAA nearly doubled their presence. So yeah, it's aggressive capacity addition, not organic demand pulling them in.
What about CPT? PLZ, I know we've been watching that one.
Yeah, so that route's still in seasonal mode. Market's up big, like 49% year on year. Airlink added about 2,000 seats. We added nearly 6,000, so we're still 81% of the route. Yields off 6.9 and load factors down about 9 points. Nothing structural, just capacity getting ahead of demand for now.
Right. So back to the competitor picture. Cmair and Lyft, what are they doing?
Shrinking. Cmair down 30% year on year, Lyft down about 7%. So the growth is really just SAA and Airlink pushing.
And the continental angle? I saw Ethiopians talking to Airbus about wide bodies.
Yeah, Ethiopians in preliminary talks for a wide body order, expansion mode. And separately, Africa air travel capacity for May and June is still growing despite all the global disruption from conflict airspace closures. So the macro backdrop is actually decent for African carriers.
Good for the region. What about our cost side? Fuel and currency.
Mixed bag. Jet fuel dropped 10% week on week, down to $162.89 a ton. That's a nice tailwind. But the Rand weakened 12.5% month on month, $16.53 to the dollar now.
So the fuel saving gets eaten by the FX move.
Partially, yeah. Most of our cost base is dollar denominated, so that Rand move stings. It's not a 1-to-1 offset, but it takes the shine off the fuel drop for sure.
Let me get the MTD shape for May so far. 12 days in.
Revenue's up 8.8% year on year, but passengers are down 16%. So this is entirely price-led. Yields up 29.5%. Load factors down 11 points at 81.5%.
Fewer people paying a lot more.
Exactly. Revenue per flight is up 15% year on year at 245,000 Rand. So the pricing team's doing their job, but we're clearly trading volume for yield.
All right. Two questions for the exec meeting today.
Lay them on me.
First one, on DUR, JNB, SAA added 14,000 seats and we pulled back. Is that intentional yield management or are we losing position we'll regret? That's the one I'd want clarity on.
And I'd add the second one. Jet fuel is giving us a 10% break right now, but the Rand's moving against us fast. What's the net position on the hedge book for Q3? Because if this FX slide continues, the fuel win disappears by June. Actually, before we wrap, one route nobody's talked about. Cape Town to Nelspruit, load factors down 19.5 points year on year. That is the biggest LF drop in the whole network, down to 79%. We more than doubled capacity on that route, 131% up, and yield fell 6%. Revenue's up 74%, but only because we dumped seats. If demand doesn't catch up by peak season, that route's going to bleed.
Who signed off on that capacity increase? And are we holding it into winter? Good one. Have a good one.